We still have one more discussion item. Then under LB, we have a number of reports. Please reserve 10-15 minutes for LB. Item 18, request for improvement to consultation system and procedures on liquor license applications, paper 102. The joint written reply from the department has already been distributed to members. May I welcome Chief Inspector, Mr. Sitt, and Mr. Mann, the PCRO. Well, I have to apologize for the delay of this item. I'd also like to welcome Mrs. Koh, the district officer. The paper was submitted by Mr. Derek Hong, Mr. Chan Siew Tong, Mr. Benny Yang, Ms. Kwan Sau Ling, and Mr. Benjamin Choi. Any supplementary remarks on the paper by these members? No? Then response from departments. Well, from the police, we have a licensing inspector who will later brief members on the role of the police in terms of liquor licensing. Well, in the paper, there are certain particulars about the eatery. I'll supplement in that regard later. Mr. Chairman, as you all know, the Liquor Licensing Board is responsible for liquor licensing. Before the issuance of a license, the police will offer its views on liquor license applications. For the police, we'll study whether or not the proposed licensee is a fit and proper person to manage the premises, and then we'll consider whether the premises is suitable for having a liquor license. We'll also examine whether or not the issuance of a liquor license is against public interest. Then we'll advise the LLB as to whether or not a license should be issued to the applicant. Well, after the issuance of a liquor license, the main issue will be law enforcement. Members will understand that liquor licenses usually carry a number of conditions. For example, on the hours of liquor sale, the number of persons that can be accommodated, the operational hours, et cetera. The police will inspect premises with a liquor license to see whether or not the conditions are complied with. Well, basically, there are 14 conditions. For example, there must not be breaches of law in the premises. During our inspections, we'll see whether the premises have observed basic and additional licensing conditions. Then next time when the liquor licensee comes for a renewal, the police will also provide crime trends and other information to the LLB. So that's the role of the police in terms of law enforcement.
Mr. Chairman, in the question, mention is made of the eatery in The Elements. Well, let me report to members that the eatery applied for a license, a liquor license on the 29th of June 2007. They asked for the operational hours be from 12 noon to 11 p.m., Monday through Sunday. The liquor license was issued on the 18th of September 2007, and then on the 20th of October 2008. Oh, sorry, it should be 29th of October 2008. The licensing conditions were changed.
the operational hours were changed to 12 noon to 2 a.m. And then in 2009, 2010, and 2011, the licensing conditions remained unchanged. I would like to say that the liquor license was issued to the indoor portion of the premises only. On the 22nd of January this year, the E3 applied for the coverage of the liquor license to be extended to the outdoor portion of the premises. That means liquor could be sold to customers in the indoor portion. The police considered that the provision of liquor in the outdoor portion might result in nuisance to the residential units. So we proposed that the operational hours be changed from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. such that the provision of liquor in the outdoor area will not affect the residents. Since 2010, we've not received any complaints about noise and obstruction. There was no complaint. That's the police record. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I wear two hats today. I'm also an LLB member. I'm grateful to my colleagues for submitting this paper for discussion. If I wear the hat of a district councillor, I'm really perplexed by the paper. Only the location and liquor sale hours are provided in the paper. I'm not sure if it is suitable to give a liquor license to the premises and premises in its vicinity. Mr. Hung Chiu Wah and the other signatories of the paper only mention the tip of the iceberg. We don't have sufficient information about the, say, business registration conditions and liquor licensing conditions. In particular, as I wear two hats, I really find this is a difficult case for me. Some residents have objected to the issuance of a liquor license to this premises. As an LLB member, I understand why some members of the public were perplexed by the fact that even with objections from the public, a liquor license was still issued to problematic premises, so to speak. I hope the district councillors can serve a better role in the communication between the public and the LLB. Well, just now the reply was about the outdoor portion. Now, what about the premises that are selling liquor with no liquor license? I think the problematic premises involve those with a lot of incidents, for example, fightings, illegal sale of liquor to the underaged, etc. Well, these premises have to follow the same set of application procedures for a liquor license. I think LLB members should give due regard to the information provided by the police. Otherwise, a liquor license may still be issued to a problematic premises. Such premises may affect nearby residents as well as youngsters. Well, they may have been selling liquor to the underage. There might have been fights in those premises. So for problematic premises, I'd like the LLB to attach more importance to the advice of the police. I hope that the board can read LLB papers in more detail. So I'd like to put it on record that district councillors' views are related to the LLB.
Mr. Holm, thank you. First, I'd like to thank the police for responding to questions raised in my paper, especially with regard to the shop space in the elements. But I think the LLB's reply to my second question has not been satisfactory. I was talking about shop space R009 in the elements. I was asking for the building plan of that shop space. I'd like to know where it is in the elements. I asked my assistant to look for it, and it was said that it could not be supplied. And if you look at the reply from the LLB, it says if the premises have a license for having outdoor seating, and then an application must be made to the LLB to modify the license, and also the design plan should be submitted. If the applicant can supply that plan, why is it that the plan cannot be made available to district councillors? This goes to show that LLB procedures do not follow the guideline. And I said, because of the lack of detailed information, I could not provide a further view. And I'd like to ask, if that's the case, does it mean that the LLB would say that district councillors have no objection, so the license can be issued? I think the LLB is contradicting itself. As Mr. Chen Weikang was saying, that if there is no response, then it would amount to opposition. Then I think it is irresponsible, because if you lack information and then you object, then I think it's irresponsible. But that is what I would consider doing in the future. I'd like to know why the information cannot be made available to us. I will spend the other minute as well. I'd like to know whether there is any ulterior motive, because I know that that shop space is next to the staircase, and the outdoor sitting area is blocking people. I don't want to guess. I like to base my opinion on some plans, but the LLB cannot supply the design plan. I hope that this will be minuted, that I object to this application, especially its operating hours going on to 2 a.m. Mr. Chong Wing Chan? Okay.
有一種原則性的問題，我就希望即係酒牌局冇嚟啊，警方。
The LLB is not here, but I think the police should consider this.
嗰個噪音嘅擴散都限於室內啊。Now,
if liquor is sold within the shop premises, then the noise will be kept within the premises. But if there is an outdoor space, the noise may escape. If the shop would like to expand the seating, does it mean it is easier for you to approve the application once the operation is underway? I think somebody has to do the gatekeeping. What about the deed of mutual covenant of that building and also the OC of that building? You cannot just say you want to support SMEs, so you tend to tolerate the expansion. People can get drunk, and if it is in an outdoor area, there will be a lot of noise and nuisance. I believe the police should adopt a certain stance don't allow people to make use of the loopholes. Lastly, Mr. Wong Kin Sun, Chairman, I'd like to thank members for submitting the paper. I do agree that the LOB or liquor licensing application procedures and consultation procedures leave a lot to be desired. Members wrote in their paper that if there could be building plans made available to members so they understand exactly where the shop space is and the size of the location, then it will be better. And I'd like to state clearly that it is not just a lack of building plans, but in fact, every time we are consulted, we are given a very short facts with one page to summarize an entire application. And basically, we can only say yes or no. We don't know anything about the background of the applicant and whether the location concerned is a suitable location for selling liquor. We just have no information on those, and there is no analysis that can be done. This kind of consultation is far from adequate. I hope there can be improvements. At least you shouldn't let the public think that we have stacks of material for consultation. It is always just one page. What is important is that we need to, apart from improving the consultation procedure, well, the LOB is not here, but we have one member who is also an LOB member. But what is most important is that whether it is in an outdoor area, you have to consult district councillors, you have to consult the public in that area, and then the LOB should really pay due regard to these views. Just now, the police mentioned three considerations. I understand that the first two are such that whenever I attend the hearings, officials and members would be most concerned about the first two elements, that whether there have been law-breaking incidents on the premises. But as to the actual opposition raised by the public and members here, I don't think a lot of weight has been attached to those. Even if we oppose, even if all people in the building will sign to object to the application, the license is nevertheless issued. Mr. Chen Wai-kang?
我想问一问警 如果有反对即是要去酒牌局听的时候呢，譬如举例你们油尖警区啦，或者旺角警区，旺角警区又没有代表在这里，你们一般是不派代表去表达意见的，只是总部有一个，如果我没有看错啊，总部有一个同事坐在这里，就全港那些他就代表晒。那如果出现什么情况呢，我有一度觉得警方是做得不好的。我试过有一个个案在一个区有一间酒吧，我自己当然强烈反对啦。我亦写个信给很多不同的部门反对。环保处是做得比较好的啦。环保处在那件事里面呢，他自己都话冇意见，但佢有一个嘅 remark， 即係都有一句寫返话当区区议员其实有投诉反映过有噪音嘅问题，佢都有寫环保处。但你哋警方係冇寫㗎，即使我寫过好多信俾旺角警区，甚至同指挥官讲好多次，佢哋居然喺你哋警方俾酒牌局个报告里面呢係冇收到任何投诉。区议员投诉咁多次佢都冇收到。后期我问返岗位至指挥官，话点解你咁寫，佢话我哋要收到成电话市民投诉某一间铺头个名先叫投诉。啲市民喺成条街都嘈㗎喇，佢点知边间啫，佢咪话嗰条街嘅酒吧嘈喇。咁佢就当
They have to receive a complaint from a member of the public, even if district councillors have called up the police station many times. And therefore, the police would say,if there is not a complaint from the members of the public, they will not regard it as a complaint. But look, I think these are important matters. Your district should send some policemen to the LOB hearings because you know our views. And you just summarize your views for the headquarters, and then the headquarters would just say there is no complaint and no objection. I believe police districts concerned should also send representatives, and if district councillors have raised objection, you shouldn't write to your headquarters to say there is no view. Now, 1 minute. I'd like to talk about this shelf space at the elements. In fact, the OC of the Condit told us that there has been a complaint. I think it's regrettable that the LOB did not send any people here. I'd like to ask about shop space R009 at the elements. It says there should be a building plan, and you say you accept my proposal that you would take up the issue with the HAD, that you would collect views through the DO, so you would give me the new design for consultation. Since the district officer is here, is it that the district office will follow up with a design plan of R09 at the elements? Mr. Yip, 1 minute. Please give me more time. I'd like to say that I wear two hats here, but I can actually subscribe to some of the views expressed. Even at LLB, I find it difficult to decide on certain cases. However, I wouldn't say that the police lacks information. Every time the police representative gives us a lot of information, however, the people being consulted would like to get some building plans. I think that has to be reviewed. In fact, after I received this paper, I took up the matter with the relevant officials of the FHB, which will look into the matter. And I'd like to share with you my experience. When we vet liquor license applications, if there is strong opposition from residents or from district councillors, we'll actually impose conditions on the license. I hope that can serve as a balance. And members, I would propose that you speak up so it is easier for us to have the necessary information for vetting new or applications for renewal. The LOB is not represented, but as a member of the LOB, I would take your views back to the chairman and members. Thank you. Thank you very much. No more comments from members. Any response from the departments? Mr. Sid from the police? Thank you, Chair. A few points. Mr. Chan said that there are premises which always cause trouble. For example, the law has been broken and there are underaged people, overcrowding, etc. Actually, all the information will be included in the inspection record for submission to the LOB. So members, you can rest assured that as long as we can get the information from our computer system, everything that has happened on the premises will be reflected to the LOB. You also mentioned a district councillor receiving scanty information which cannot reflect fully the public interest and the public's views. In fact, very often, members from the constituency and members of the public attend hearings to express their opposition. They can also go to the MSAB to appeal against liquor licenses issued. There is a channel to do so. A member said that police districts do not send representatives to LOB hearings. I can answer definitively that when we collect views from police districts, I am the one who attend LOB hearings as the police rep. We will collect information from the police districts. We will only ask for all the information instead of not asking for information, and we will not quote any police districts out of context or simplify their views. As the member said, the headquarters might not know matters at a district level too well, and that is why we will never delete any information. Anything that has happened on the premises within the last liquor license validity period will be honestly reflected to the LOB. As far as I know, in our memos to LOB, we indeed have mentioned the district councillors opposed to a case, and we always honestly follow up our members' views. Thank you. District officer, let me explain the role of the DO in the consultation of liquor licenses. The FEHD would ask the DO for help to collect views through residents' associations of the public and for onward transmission to the LOB for hearing and consideration. The FEHD would provide information on behalf of the LOB to us, and the DO would look at the characteristics of a neighborhood to decide who are the stakeholders to be consulted. As for those who would be directly affected, including district councillors and residents' associations, including MECs and OCs, and other stakeholders, will make sure that the FEHD consult them. And a summary of the FEHD information and also collated views would be summarized to the FEHD for onward transmission to the LOB. The member said that he would like to get more information on a certain application. We can do so through the FEHD to see whether the LOB can supply the information requested by Mr. Hong. And ASAP, if we should get the information requested by Mr. Hong, we would consult the stakeholders. Thank you, Mr. Man. Thank you, Chair. 2 points. Mr. Hong mentioned the restaurant at the Elements and the outdoor seating area and liquor license. Actually, it ends at 11 p.m., not 2 a.m. 2 a.m. only applies to the indoor area. The outdoor area must close at 11 p.m. Mr. Chen Siu-tong and Mr. Chen Wai-kong made another point. At the Yaoqing Police District, there are many bars and holders of liquor licenses. We have placed emphasis on problems occurring at these premises: fighting, narcotics, underaged girls and boys visiting the premises at midnight. During every inspection, large or small, the inspection record, including any irregularities, should be submitted to the Divisional Miscellaneous Investigation Section, and the collated information would have to be submitted to the Licensing Division at the headquarters level, and the information will be honestly told the LOB, which will consider whether at the time of new application or for renewal or for transfer, whether a particular consideration should be made, like revoking the license or the adding of licensing conditions. So the police will absolutely not suffer any premises which cause trouble to exist. And I can tell you that starting from the end of last year, starting from the Operation Rescuer, we have taken enforcement action of various scale so that 9 bars which have broken the law have had their liquor licenses revoked by the LOB. Like, for example, narcotics was found on the premises, or the liquor licensee has not managed the premises well, and there could have been other irregularities. For example, that there is a problem with the fire escape, that they may not have a light refreshment license, etc. We would record all these irregularities. And every time we take enforcement action, if there is anything criminal, we will never not tackle it. Say if we discover narcotics, if we have evidence to arrest people, we'll do so. And if they flout the licensing conditions, we'll record that. And everything will be submitted to the LRB for consideration. Thank you.